This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Quarterback RNC say a missing woman has been located. Police say Jodine Roberts was deemed safe at 7:40 p.m. last night. She was last seen in the city a couple of weeks ago. Government has released a $4.3 million critical minerals plan. Sarah Thompson has the details.
The investment includes $3 million for critical mineral geoscience using artificial intelligence and remote sensing technologies to speed up the collection, processing, and availability of data. $1.3 million will go to the Junior Exploration Assistance Program for projects exploring for critical minerals. The program is designed to de-risk and attract private investment for exploration leading to viable projects. In this province, 34 minerals have been identified as critical in the transition to a green economy. Nickel, copper, and cobalt, high-grade, low-impurity iron ore helps reduce greenhouse gas emissions in steel manufacturing and has the potential for further value-added activity as a green steel input. The mineral industry generated 9,000 person-years of employment in 2022 and 11.5% of the 2021 provincial GDP. For BFM News, I'm Sarah Thompson.
Cornerbrook Mayor Jim Parsons was a little disappointed at Monday night's council meeting when it came to talking about the bridge on the Lewin Parkway. Parsons says a bridge bearing is being fabricated and it was due to be here by now.
That now is not happening, apparently, and it looks like January now that they're going to receive that bearing. Their department is frustrated with it. I know that the contractor is working through their subcontractors to get it created, this is getting a little bit much now, I think, for everyone. And I know I've received a lot of calls inquiring about what we're doing. A lot of people think it's our road, of course, and something that we're working on. I think that, again, we're going to have to engage with the department there to make sure that that gets done as soon as possible, because it is getting, especially with Mount Bernard down as well, it has caused quite a disruption.
Parsons says the hope was to have it repaired by Christmas.
The word is that they would start right away when they received it. Now, I don't know. It's obviously a very different environment there from October to December versus January to March. That's why I think that we're going to have some further discussion there with perhaps the government officials there. That was a real disappointment to learn today.
The mayor met with officials from the Department of Transportation and Infrastructure this week to talk about the issue. Government has announced the launch of a public engagement process for two new climate change action plans for the 2025-2030 period. The purpose is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 and establish actions for net zero emissions by 2050. Feedback will be accepted until December 13th. For more information, email climatechange@gov.nl.ca. That's BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ.